Rock all summer long, summer of 1989, I think it was, 23 minutes past eight. Okay, changing things up a step now, we're talking about online bullying and the local initiative in Central Otago, Sticks and Stones, which is being led by students. We had them in the studio yesterday, sussing out social networks, what you need to know, how to deal with online bullying and how to take a stance. Now, I do actually have a pack that they kindly brought over here in the studio. If you're listening and you'd like to know more about online bullying, happy to give this out. It's got a t-shirt even in the bag, Henry, pens, stickers, and a really great pamphlet on what you need to know, more information.
Yeah, if you can't see that through your radio right now on Margot's hands, you can also check out the website sticksandstones.co.nz. We're super proud of these guys. They are, you know, using their own initiative here and making change, and it's starting right here in the Lakes County. Part of that change is penned through song.
That's right. One of the students came along with her guitar. She's obviously spent a lot of time writing this original track. She has the most beautiful voice. Her name is Janie.
And this is her song, City Lights.
And a bloodstain, there's no chance we'll get away from what we've done. Started out as fun, but we got too high. All the stars blurred in the sky. All our dreams became reality. Only so did our nightmares, and they stole our screams. And the city's lights, so they burn our fiery eyes, as if they're judging as we pass them by. And the city's lights, oh, they burn too bright, and I still feel alone in this dark. Was all right, but it all went wrong. I hate went on too long. It's as if we were the ones not heard to take the life. As we pass them by, and the city's lights, oh, they burn too bright, and I still feel alone in this dark.
How amazing is that? Yes. That is Janie. Yes. She's a student from Central Otago. Her song that has been dedicated to the Sticks and Stones campaign. That girl needs a recording contract, does she not?
Yeah, let's add that song to the playlist, I reckon, and maybe even go for a campfire, have a campfire, sit around it, sing some songs, sing that song, Broach of Marshmallows. Sticks and Stones all the way.
It is an incredible effort by Central Otago students. Love that song. We are going to play it again. She definitely needs a recording contract. It should be number one right around the country, I reckon. It's got a very poignant message for anybody that has either been bullied or has been tempted to bully online and retrospectively realise that it's not a good thing to do.
And if you are a bully, Shame on you, man.
Hey, coming up next, we've got the latest in Hollywood goss. Just going back to Sticks and Stones, though, if you like what you hear, go to the website sticksandstones.co.nz. News is next, and she's got the latest on the royal tour.